Ted Kennedy consults Mary Jo Kopechne. 19th of January, 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for UN News. Chappaquiddick Island, Massachusetts. Senator Ted Kennedy often visits Poocha Pond, where during his devil-may-care besotted youth, he once swam fully clothed inside his automobile with his playmate of the moment and passenger Mary Jo Kopechne. Unfortunately for the young senator's presidential aspirations, Kopechne was not as strong a swimmer as Kennedy was, and trapped inside the submerged car for several hours with only a small, ever-dwindling air supply, she succumbed to asphyxiation after several hours while her date, having left the scene, took another dip, this time in a swimming pool on a hotel nearby Martha's Vineyard. Later, at an inquest into Kopechne's death, Kennedy wore a neck brace as if it had been he, not his paramour, who'd been victimized by the incidents of the fateful night he and Kopechne had taken an early morning drive into the pond. His neck brace paid off handsomely as he was given a suspended sentence of 30 days in jail for leaving the scene of a fatal accident, and probations for his conscienceless behavior in failing to report the mishap for 9 hours. Although Kennedy's youthful peccadillo cost him his presidency, it has weighed heavily on his mind, he claims. At times he feels the presence of Kopechne, saying that her spirit haunts him. Before making political decisions and before voting on issues before the Senate, he often visits Poocha Pond to consult Kopechne. The senator confided, quote, "She tells me how to vote, and I vote the opposite way," unquote. He owes much of his success as a senator, he said, to Kopechne's death and subsequent advice. Kennedy said, quote, "She's better than Dick Morris because she's never right politically. She's as big a loser in death as she was in life. By voting counter to his advice, I'm always right," unquote. The ghost of the young woman sometimes appears to the senator dripping wet and needing a complete makeover, he acknowledged. Quote, "All those years in the grave have not helped her complexion, and she has terrible hair. The mold and mildew in her clothes and what's left of her skin are not becoming either," unquote. The ghost contends that Kennedy is headed for perdition, but the senator is not worried. Quote, "She's never right about politics. Why should I assume she's right about religion? I say my rosary and pay off the church. I have nothing to fear," unquote. Kennedy is hoping to raise funds to commission a statue of himself to commemorate the sacrifice of the presidency on Kopechne's behalf. He admitted, quote, "It's the least I can do for her. After all, faithful floozy that she was, she gave her life for me," unquote. The statue makes sense, Kennedy said, because Kopechne's ghost opposes it. This has been Reverend Simulator for UN News. Thank you for suffering.